Bienvenidas al podcast Dos Bold Latinas. Aquí están sus hosts, Jatna Abreu
y Josibel Madera Vialetz, dos latinas feministas born in Santo Domingo y en New York.
Passionate about Latina empowerment, Spanglish,
learning, growth, and so much more.
Hola, mujeres. Welcome to 2024 with Dos Bold Latinas.
Bienvenidas al 2024.
So, en el día de hoy, estamos aquí con ustedes porque queremos hablar sobre lo que es self-care goals for 2024, specifically. And as you guys know, we're very big on vision boards. And so, we're going to remind you again that we hope you already, if you haven't already done it, we hope that you set aside some time this weekend or, you know, soon so you can plan for your goals in 2024. And with that, maybe add some self-care activities on there.
Because I mean, many have to do with self-care. I know half of mine are like that. And don't think about like, oh, you need this big board. Because I was just telling Jana, like Jana did hers digitally on Canva. I did mine. I actually did it turn into a family exercise. It was on New Year's Day. And it was also like wedding anniversary. So we had a little dinner at home. So it was my parents, my husband, and my son. And I just gave each of us 8.5 blank paper, computer paper, and I just put my categories. I named it. I titled my vision board this year. It's called Believing in Myself. So just that's the goal over everything, like believing in myself for every goal that I do have, what it takes to do that, being consistent. And you'll see that many, we'll talk more about what our goals are this year for, on self-care, but many of them have to do with self-care. I'm so excited to share that. I have already started on some.
Yeah, so for me, like she said, I do digital boards because the first time I started, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so less time consuming. Mm-hmm. Although, not gonna lie, if you're very creative and you like to have, you know, your stuff around where you can see it, that's a good way to start. If you're not...
Whatever works for you. It's just writing it down, getting on pen.
And put it on paper. Yeah, somewhere where you can always go back and make sure that you're looking at those goals for the year and actually like taking action on them.
Take it from here to paper.
Exactly. It works. I swear it works. It worked for us. I'm sure it's going to work for you guys. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we will talk about a little bit about our self-care goals for the year. And maybe that's something that can motivate you and think about your self-care goals for the year. And for me, we were just talking about this like right before we
we always do this. We have a pre-conversation. You know how people have a meeting before the meeting? We have our conversation before recording our conversation.
And one of the things we were talking about, I was just telling Rosie, like, well, you know, and we always say this to you guys, and we even said it in one of our episodes when we brought in one of our mental health, my sister, she's a therapist. Shout out to my sister. She talked about self-care, and she mentioned in that episode that self-care, and we've said it all the time, that self-care looks different for everybody, right?
And different stages in your life.
Exactly. So at this stage in my life, personally, and almost going on 34 years old.
Oh my gosh.
everything, when you're after 30, everything pretty much hurts. And I think you have to take care of your body a little more than like in your 20s, especially after you have children. Some of my goals this year for self-care is to focus on my health mentally, but also physically. And when I say physically, it doesn't have to be, even though, I want to be active and I want to exercise and I like, continue to, you know, make sure that I do those things. When I say physically, it's more about like, in being in tune with my body and making sure that I'm giving it everything that it needs. So maybe picking up again, because I know some of you know that I used to do acupuncture before I got pregnant with my second and during my pregnancy. And that helped so much while I was pregnant. But acupuncture is not only for like pregnancy, right? Like you can do acupuncture for so many other reasons. And we also have an episode about that.
Yes. I even sent my mom there after we interviewed Rebecca Davina.
So we do, I just wanted to put in a plug for that too. We do have an episode for that. But I just want to go back and pick up acupuncture for other purposes, right? Like I want to be able to just like de-stress, and that's something that acupuncture offers. I want to be able to go back to the chiropractor and make sure that like my body's aligned and my bones are aligned and I just feel a lot more better. I want to be able to go and get a massage just so that I can feel, you know, like less stressed out. And then I also want to continue to do a lot more or focus on meditation so that I'm able to be more patient overall, not just like with my family, but just like in general, because we have to work with people a lot. And I feel like that's important.
Even
right?
with ourselves being patient.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know totally different topic, but her and I were having a conversation this past, the past couple of days about, and she posted about this, giving yourself grace.
Yeah.
And I did say to her, like, hey, you know what? Like, it takes a lot, but just, you know, go back, say what you need to say to your kids and just trust that at some point it'll happen, but you know, just continue to do what you do on that normal, because they're kids at the end of the day. And we just have to, you know, like sometimes you just have to let it go and go with the flow, honestly.
Yeah. I told her, I know I got to give myself grace. And then,
yeah. And then it takes patience, right? Because you may not be patient enough to like put up with that stuff and like your kids. So all of that, we want to make sure that like we, at least personally, I want to make sure that I am, you know, getting my body to and my mental health.
Mind, body, and soul.
Exactly. So that's where I am, the stage in life where I am as far as like self-care goals this year. So what about you, Rosie? I want to know more about what you're thinking.
So the first one I wrote down was like, hey, health. And my dad always reminds me, he's like, why are you always thinking that you gotta do this, do that? You work for a freaking health and wellness company. And I'm like, you're right. He's like, you represent the company, so you better get into shape. You better start doing more body movement, eating well. So to me, what I have on there is at least working out two to four times a week, being consistent, because I have the tools at my house. I just never make the time. I just leave it till the end. So being more intentional that when I wake up is doing that and making myself a priority, because it's like, yeah, I got to make breakfast for my husband. But then if I start doing that, then el tiempo se va. And then what about me? Another thing is eating more and choosing my eating habits a lot more intentionally. So I want to share that in working for a health and wellness company came in clutch, because we started a 12-day challenge to clean our gut. And I just finished yesterday. And yes, I did lose 8 pounds, of course. I'll probably gain it back right away, because I'm not going to keep the same thing.
You're putting the work, though.
The goal was to clean my gut. And I learned, like, hey, you know, I was taking my greens in the morning, drinking protein, and then probiotic at night, which I would take probiotic, but for some reason, I didn't know I had to take it at night before bed. I didn't know that.
Okay.
And also don't drink anything hot, because it kills it. And I was just proud of myself. Like one morning I sent you a picture. I was like, look at my, I was at Target. I dropped off my son at
her
school.
Little grocery bowl.
I had never ate the 22 grain bread, which I see my dad making those meal choices.
That's what we buy.
But I don't, like, I would like, yo digo, like, I'm just not buying bread. But then if I do, I would just get like the bread.
Regular, like, white.
No, like, I don't buy sliced bread. I get the one the carniceria makes.
Yes. The Dominican,
like,
one.
Yes. It's like at my parents' store. Ahí, like, it's recién salido, calientico. Like, yeah, I can't resist.
It's really good. It's really good.
And I be telling them, you, like, I don't want it crunchy. Sácamelo ahora. And then like, okay, the struggle is real. It's right there. And like, I was on my dad pictures, like, oh, look, this is what I eat for breakfast. Because like, I was saying, I'm skipping breakfast. Like, I'm not eating a lot. Like, I don't eat a lot. But he's like, yeah, but if you don't eat a lot, is what are you eating when you actually eat?
Right.
So it's been really helpful to me. Like, oh, I'm buying a lot more fruits. Like, I would snack a lot of when my kids are snacking, which I'm trying to teach them to. Like, a snack can mean a carrot sticks, or, you know, fruit. It doesn't always have to be something from the pantry or just looking into, I'm going sideways, but I got a little bit passionate, but just to inspire you that just finding accountability. Another thing is I was telling Jatna is when we're talking about investing in ourselves. So that was an investment, you know, like, yeah, you got to spend a little bit more money when you're going out there grocery shopping because you're buying more organics and like the almond butter instead of just like the Skippy regular peanut butter, cosas así. Is investing in a business coach. Started doing that recently as well, just because I've always had the goal to help people like start their own businesses. Jana knows I'm passionate about that. Mm-hmm. And also growing up around entrepreneurs and being an entrepreneur life, working with entrepreneurs. My husband's an entrepreneur, so you kind of get the point. And another one's on the whole self-care is also investing in the self, in the podcast, because I would beat myself up a lot. Like, hey, you know, we've been doing this now as of January 19th.
It's our fourth
year anniversary. January 19th, 2020, we dropped our first episode, went live. And I was just like, wow, it's been 4 years. And yes, we've done a lot. We have let life get in the way. But one of the things for me to feel like accomplished is like, hey, going more all in, be more intentional and strategic with the podcast. Yeah. So as you can see, like I went from health into like personal, into podcast. All of that to me is self-care, because it all depends on what does my mind need in order for me to feel well. Like if I were like my son, like he's like, mommy, let's work out together. That was last Saturday. And I called my dad like, hey, dad, you work out on Saturdays. We're working out too. So it's like, I always say like, when I see that I am interacting with my kids better, I'm happier, I have more energy to play with them, I know that I'm giving myself self-care. So I know that after I go back, every time I come here and record with Jatna, like I go back excited home and I tell my son, like, hey, I recorded about this and we talked about that. Like all of that to me shows that I'm filling my cup. So.
And I like that you mentioned like all those different categories, and that even though they were different categories, like health and, you know, personal, they meant that they were self-care items for her, like actionable items. Mm-hmm. And you can still be able, you know, you can still do that. Like while I focus my self-care on like these are that bucket and these are the things that I'm doing for myself as a person to feel better, to be able to help my family, to just be able to like, I don't know, work better with other people and just like be myself and be more, you know, present, having that, you know, that time for myself. Rosy mentioned that, like, you know, the podcast and like, and that's still self-care for her. For me, when I did that, I do have the podcast as being one of my things that like, okay, we want to elevate it. We want to be intentional and everything she mentioned. But for me, that was in a different category. So again, like it's different for everyone, but it's still something that it's basically
it's taking care of your need.
Yeah,
it's your priority need. And like for you to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. So I hope that kind of like help you guys understand that like, regardless of how you decide to like break it down on your board or like you write it down, whatever you end up doing, still make sure that you're focusing on yourself and that you're actually intentionally putting those thoughts or those pictures or whatever it is down on paper or somewhere that you can see it and just actually focus on getting those things done, those activities done, yes, because they're very important in our lives. And that's what's going to help us continue to actually be able to do things, because if we're not taking care of ourselves, what's gonna happen? Will? Exactly. Yes.
I'm always like catering to my family. I'm like, what about me? Who's doing something for me? But I'm like, yep, it's up to me. So Jatna, I know we spoke about vision boards, but if you guys don't know, we also do something called self-care boards.
Yes.
So drop in the comments, do you have a self-care board? Do you even know what a self-care board is?
And if you don't know, if you don't know, a self-care board is basically similar, very similar to a vision board, but you're only focusing on putting down those items that are specifically based on those actions that you need to do to take care of yourself. So there are categories, obviously, for taking care of yourself.
Overlap.
That, yeah, exactly. Like psychologically, right? Like emotional, mental, financial, like any, all the categories that you would think of that you could put on a, that you'd normally put on a vision board, you can also put actionable items under those just for self-care related goals.
Yes.
So with that, we're not going to give you a lot of information about that because we did, we can't talk about this though. We did do a little workshop though, maybe like 2 years ago, maybe.
Yes.
Right.
Yep, nice.
With a group of Latina women in Español sobre autocuidado. So self-care.
Yeah.
And we were able to actually teach those women about taking care of themselves and like understanding lo que era autocuidado and what it is, you know, what self-care means and how to actually put it on, you know, on a board and put that into action and then like, you know, be able to continue that throughout their entire life, essentially, and daily, you know,
just
daily
be intentional about
exactly
it.
And daily activities. So with that and the workshop and being able to do that for other women, we thought that.
And women saying like, oh my gosh, like I never thought about this. Like, oh my gosh, like, and after that, we would get people saying, I'm actually doing this. Like it's on my calendar. And I never, like people related, like Jana, like I would say, oh, I didn't know much about self-care. And Jana was like, oh yes, I have known about it. But you would be surprised how many people still don't really.
Especially Latinas. Especially yes. Latinas.
From
we
self-care.
Learned so much from that workshop and just seeing that so many of those Latina women did not spend the time to take care of themselves or didn't know that that was a thing at all. And you've heard like Rosie talk about how she didn't know at first, like, oh, that's something that I have to actually like do. And I mean, now look at her. She's like,
oh. I'm talking to you all about it. Like I even ask people now. What's your self-care? What does that mean to you? Like, oh, self-love. And of course, when we record our guests, we ask them about that. So it's just, we became Dos Bold Latinas podcast, Latina Empowerment, also with self-care empowerment.
Yes. So with that, we're not going to give you a lot of information, but we decided to launch and also for our fourth year anniversary, having the podcast and just because we, normally, our intention and our intent is to make sure that other women are, you know, feeling like themselves uniquely and being bold and empowered. And again, taking care of themselves, we decided to create a digital self-care course.
Finally, 2 years later.
I'm not going to lie, we have been talking about this for a long time. And like I said, we did have a workshop. Rosie and I actually led the workshop 2 years ago. And so we did talk about like, oh, what about if we put it out there?
There were over like 60 women there.
And they loved it. And we said like, hey, something that we should probably do. And we never got around it.
You know when they say just do it, even if it's not perfect?
Right. And this is the moment. And we decided to do it.
We're going to start with the mini course. And then we're going to keep going up from there. But it's just like the more we see that, like we were talking a lot about goals lately and wanting to empower people. And we're like, okay, but what resources are we putting out there for women besides the podcast that are actually hands-on? Because after each episode, we leave homework and then it's like, oh my gosh, why don't we have a digital workshop?
Yes. So the digital course, essentially, it's about 45 minutes or so, but technically once you purchase it, and we'll talk about all those details, once you purchase it, it's yours and you can do anything you want. You can always go back to it and you can like reflect on it. You can use all the items that like those forms and reflections that we're like sharing with you. You can use it all the time and leverage it as much as you can, essentially, just with that one-time purchase, essentially. Yes. So how do we get to purchase the course, Rosie?
So if you go to our Instagram and click on our link in our bio, you would see self-care mini course. And you click on that link and it'll take you right there to purchase and you will have an instant download. Yay. That's easy.
It's really not that difficult, girl.
It was difficult and for me guys, to set it I up, guess. Though, remember? Because I was like, I want to make this easy for people. So we did make sure it was easy for you guys.
So one of the things we were talking about earlier, I mean, I'm just going to bring this up because Rosie mentioned like, hey, listen, if people spend $50, this is like our marketing pitch here. If you spend $50 on that Stanley cup that, you know, out there that I know a lot of you own, I mean, I'm also guilty. I do have one of those. So if you spend money on that $50, then you can buy this course as yes. well. You can invest
in yourself. Girl.
And yes. actually take care of yourself and look at that course and follow the directions and create your own self-care board.
And send it to us.
Yes. Yes. So once you purchase the course and you'll see like the instructions yeah. and kind of like our videos and everything and guiding you how to do it. We do have homework as usual. Yes. So the course has homework.
And when it's a workshop, you're doing a workshop on your own at your own pace. So make sure that you make the time for you, that me time for it. I do mention that in the course. And it's like when I say send it to us, I mean, we want to be able to follow up with you because we know that it's hard to do on your own. If you're feeling stuck, we want to be there for you. So it's like, hey, we want to cheer you on or lift you up or just, you know, hey, girl, you did that. So we want to be able to just hold you accountable. Because to me, I have noticed that when I have someone holding me accountable, it's a lot easier. Like every time, like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. And it's like, I feel like we're a living example.
Yes.
As being both co-hosts of a podcast, because I feel like we've probably been doing it on our own. We would have like been like, okay, peace out.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. But again, simple, super simple. Like Rosie mentioned, just make sure to go to our Dos Por Latina account. There's a link on our bio. When you click there, there's going to be a link for the mini course that you can click on. And then it prompts you to, you know, like tells you kind of like the prices, what the price is, and like you can click on it, purchase it, and then you download the link to the course and then it's all yours. Yes. And then you can do whatever you want with it. And I hope it's that you actually leverage it for more than just once, right? That yeah. you're always you get to a routine where every year or every quarter or however many times you want to do it.
Every stage of your life.
You go back and you create a board for that stage of your life so that yes. you can take care of yourself as you need, essentially, based on those needs at that point in life.
So go check it out. Click on that link in this podcast description and please just share the word. Like, even if you don't feel that you right now you want to invest in that, share in your story, share it and via text. Let's start supporting each other. Also, just want to put that out there because that also goes a long way.
Yeah. So if you know anybody that would benefit, like if you buy the course and you take it,
you want to give that as a birthday present, you want to give that as a Valentine's Day present, mm-hmm. and you want to give it as a Mother's Day present, and I could keep going through the year. You know, it's really a great tool investment to have.
Yes, yeah. for sure. So with that, we want to thank you for you know, listening to our episodes and for being part of this community and for being a loyal listener, obviously. Yes. And always letting us know, right, that like, oh, you know, that the content that we share with you and we speak about is relatable, or even reaching out to just let us know like, oh, you're interested, like you would want us to talk about a specific topic that we haven't touched on just yeah. yet, you know, we will do it, girl. Like yes. we will find an expert. We'll share our own experiences if we have any, mm-hmm. You know, experiences related to that topic. And we will put something out there so that you are able to, you know, kind of like relate to that and listen to that and share away with anyone else that you think that should be able to listen yes. to that. And would help them. So,
and can't wait to see all of your self-care goal boards coming through our DMs.
Thank you. Hasta la próxima.
Ciao.